This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
Usually, with the purchase of any major appliance or piece of equipment, an instruction manual is provided to help in operating the item correctly and efficiently. One may find that if he does not read and follow the instructions carefully, the equipment will not function properly. His problem may simply be a failure to follow the instructions. Friends, God has provided an instruction book for us. It's called the Bible. A young boy went to his father one day and said, "Dad, I know what the word Bible means." His dad, being a preacher, was proud of his son and also curious as to what his son would tell him next. "What does the word Bible mean, son?" "It means basic instructions before leaving earth." B-I-B-L-E was the little boy's answer. Out of the mouths of babes. The most complicated activity we face on this earth is the living of life. Without some instructions, we are bound to have trouble. Fortunately, as we've already pointed out, we have been given a perfect manual by the Creator Himself. Paul plainly states that the Scriptures furnish us thoroughly unto all good works. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Yet in spite of this, many go through life paying little or no attention to the instruction book. No wonder so many lives are in chaos. The living of life is difficult enough without ignoring the instructions. With God's help, however, we can live life quite successfully. In view of all this, it is really sad to see how little Bible study people actually do. Many think the Bible is so difficult that they cannot understand it. Others seem to be fearful of what they might find in the Bible. I was recently amused to learn of some people in Ghana who had carefully penned up the book of Revelation in their Bibles because they thought it so difficult that they would lose their sight if they read it. Yet in the very first chapter, a blessing is placed on all who read and study the book of Revelation. There are certainly difficult things to understand in the Bible. Peter said so in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. But it also contains all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And though there are many things which God has not revealed, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God," there are also many things which He has revealed and which are, or should be, important to us. In this chaotic world in which we are blown about by many winds and buffeted by many storms, we certainly need a chart to lead us to our destination. But a chart which is never studied and followed cannot help us. God, in His goodness, has given us the instructions we need. Let us then faithfully study them. Let us give earnest heed to His word, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Resolve now to begin a new program of daily Bible study. Thomas Jefferson said, "I have always said and always will say that the studious perusal of the sacred volume will make better citizens, better fathers, and better husbands." The Apostle Peter said, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's OABS.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.